in my line of work, it's easier when you know that you're never alone. Because I guess you knew from my introduction there, I'm an anesthesiologist, and so things can happen in operating rooms that aren't routine, that become life-threatening, and it requires a lot of focus and confidence that no matter what's going to happen, you're going to get out of there. I always characterize us anesthesiologists as control freaks, you know. We have to really believe that even if we're going in with a patient that's likely to die, that we have to have the confidence and fortitude to say, you know what, I'm getting out of here. We're going to finish this and we're going to get out of here. And I find that that's a little easier, the feeling that you're not alone, even though I might be alone. 2:30 in the morning, and there's no ancillary staff. There's just me and the OR staff, and we're taking, a ruptured aneurysm. In to feel that confidence that I've got someone with me, even though I'm physically alone, that's really